What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Young, Tipsy, and Black podcast, a podcast combining two of my favorite things, wine slash spirits and music. What's going on, y'all? I know last week I had lost my voice. I was unwell, but we back, okay? We back like we never left, okay? More content, more wine talk, more all the things. Before we get started, please like and subscribe, share, let people know I'm doing something fun and exciting here. I'm also really excited because my wine Bible came in, and this was recommended to me by a sommelier, a black sommelier, and I was telling him about the podcast, and I was interested in like learning more and like diving in and like really getting it, and so this finally came in. So I will be going through this and reading it, and as I learn, you will learn as well. I'm excited to take you along on this journey with me as well. Yeah, so get ready for some little bit of knowledge, a little, you know, lifetime of knowledge moment. So let's get started. What's in my cup? So today we will be having a Cabernet Sauvignon, a St. Francis from Sonoma County, 2021. And I love the back, reading the back of the bottle, because this one is really descriptive too. This one has some really good stuff. It's a blend of mountain, hillside, and valley-grown Cabernet Sauvignon, fermented slowly, then aged in French oak barrels for 18 months. I like this. They're telling you everything that you're about to get. You know what I'm saying? Flavor, deep and complex with notes of black currant, ripe plum, tobacco, and spice, masterfully bound with generous and structured tannins. And remember, tannins, that's that bitterness that we taste as we go. And it tells you what you could pair it with. See, some people don't be putting good stuff on the back of the bottle. Let people know what they're supposed to be eating it with and what they're supposed to taste and how it's supposed to feel and what they could smell. What they could taste as they're going, right? This is a pairing, a classic complement to braised short ribs, grilled steak, roast pork with fruit, and hearty pasta dishes, okay? So I'm excited for this Cabernet. Cabernets are typically a fuller body red. It is a drier red. It typically has a black currant, like this one mentioned as well, like black cherries, blackberries, typically high in acidity and high in tannins. So yeah, let's give this a shot. Let's give this a try. I should have cleaned off the bottle first, but you know, one of my faves, one of my fave glasses. Yeah, this baby rich. This nice and rich and red. First of all, I am smelling a little plum. Okay, a little fruitiness. It's very fruity. It's a very fruity Cabernet. Let's see. And I meant my aerator. I didn't bring my aerator. My aerator is usually, I will put it in to a nice red like this. And what it does is it creates, it adds air into it. Because especially when the bottle's been corked for so long, it helps with the, like the impurities of it, get that out of there, add some air to it. It's very good. It is a heavier red. This is a full body red, okay? It's a full girl, all right? Nice and dry, high in acidity. My mouth is watering. It's not super bitter where it's like, oh my God, I can't drink this. This is, you know, this is bad tannins or anything, like bad bitterness. It's really good. I like this. We like the St. Francis Cabernet Sauvignon from Sonoma County 2021. We like this. So cheers, y'all, to this. In the future, what I'm going to start doing is letting you know what I'm going to drink before I have the episode. That way we can drink it together while you're watching and listening. It was a beautiful suggestion from one of my great friends, Jenny. I'm going to go ahead and use that. And in the future, you will be seeing what I will be drinking before I drink it. And the fun part is the pairing for me. And what I will be pairing this with is, and because this month of April is National Jazz Appreciation Month, and if you know me personally, you know that I love jazz music. I have a deep appreciation for jazz music. And I will be highlighting one of my favorite artists, Esperanza Spalding. And maybe you guys are familiar with her because back in 2011, she won the Best New Artist at the Grammys, and she beat out Drake, and everybody was like, who the hell is Esperanza Spalding? But I'm gonna tell you right now, you learned who she was after that question. You hear me? After she won that award, everybody knew who Esperanza Spalding was. And she is a talent, right? And I will be pairing this with specifically the Chamber Music Society album back in 2010. Now, I love Esperanza Spalding. Drake got a little pissy. As you can see, he's still pissy. Didn't even come out with a song with her still in there. That beige man, somebody needs to stop him. But at any rate, this is about Esperanza Spalding and her greatness. On this album, the reason that I wanted to pair it with this is because this is full bodied, right? This is a heavier red wine. But when I think about a red, I think, I don't know, I go to jazz music. I think about the heaviness and the themes that are in jazz music, right? Like it is about, sometimes it's a little sorrowful sometimes, right? Like it's deep, you feel some stuff. And on this particular project of Esperanza Spalding, she has like a Wild as the Wind cover from Wild as the Wind by Nina Simone. She covers it on here and it's fantastic. She has other songs like Little Fly let's go back to Wild as the Wind. I really like her cover of Wild as the Wind. It's like, it's a different take on it. It's very, it's a little bit faster. It's a little bit more movement going in there. Then also Little Fly, that's another one. Apple Blossom. Oh my God, so great. So again, I love jazz. I will be doing another, a highlight of jazz music throughout the rest of this month for the next episode as well. But this Cabernet, I think, pairs well with it. They have a lot of deeper thinking songs, right? I put that on and sometimes I light a candle and I'll just sit back and I'll just be like, wild is the wind, my love. Just being goofy, but also feeling it, right? And I think those two pair really, really well together. So very, 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 very excited. I will be listening to that. I will be putting on that project when I'm done with this this episode. So, yeah. So let's move on to the Tipsy Tea part. And speaking about goofy ass Drake earlier, him and everybody else are arguing. It was Kendrick, and then it was who else was in the mix of the argument? It was the J. Cole, and now him and Rick Ross going back and forth. Rick Ross said, called him BBL Drizzy, and said he got a nose job. Drake said he over there taking Monjaro. Ross is taking Monjaro to lose weight, and the drugs was getting to his head, and he acting crazy. You know what? It's very hilarious to me because the rap beef is funny now, right? Like I'm saying that you got a nose job, you got a BBL, and now you and Drake saying that Rick Ross is using Monjaro. You know what? I think it's absolutely hilarious. It ain't that deep. It ain't that serious. Ain't nobody going after nobody's death. Now anybody killing nobody, but it is very, very funny at the way that they're beefing with each other. I find it very comical. I'll just say that. I'm not really that, y'all know how I feel about Drake, right? Like, I think that the man has some talent, but I do not think he is talking to me and my generation, particularly with some of the newer music that he has. I say, you go for it. probably shouldn't have said that, but you know what I mean. Like he not talking to my generation. He was at one point back in the day. I thought we was growing up together, but then the music kind of stayed the same. And then he started like getting mad. Like I said, he did another shot at Esperanza Spalding, maybe like last year or something like that. So that was 2011. Okay, that was 2011. That was about 10, 12 years ago, sir. Let's calm down. Okay, let's relax. Anyway, enough about Drake. Y'all know I don't how I feel about that young man. Coachella, weekend one had just passed. Doja Cat headlining. Heard it was fantastic. I saw little clips of it on the YouTube. Thank you for the YouTube for coming in the clutch. ASAP Rocky popped up on there, which was great. Chloe Bailey, the microphone was on. I saw that performance. That was nice. That was really, really great. I kind of moved on from Doja Cat really quickly, but I have to go back because nobody's really doing it like Doja's doing it on the stage, like the rap, like, you know, out of the rap girlies for reals. So Doja, we give her props. She be scaring me sometimes with some of the stuff she be saying and doing on occasion. But Doja, she be doing what she needs to do. And her performance speak for themselves. Like, it's a great performance. Kesha calls out Diddy. That's another thing she said. You know, that song, you know, what is it? Wake up in the morning and I'm feeling like, you know, P. Diddy. She said, fuck P. Diddy. So, yikes. Will Smith popped out to sing Men in Black, which was tight. You know what I'm saying? I kind of would have went up for that, right? I feel like you're talking to me when you play that. When that song came on and he was rapping on that. So we a fan of that. And then Lauryn Hill and Wyclef popped up on stage with one of Lauryn Hill's sons who was having a performance at Coachella. So it was a lot of nice surprise performances. Lauryn Hill and Wyclef, y'all know I love the Fugees. Gotta love the Fugees. So I'm sad I missed it, honestly. Coachella is one of the things that I have yet to experience living in Los Angeles, and that's something that I want to do eventually. I missed my favorites due to financial reasons, where I just couldn't drop, you know, all that money to go see them and spend all that time over there. Now, you know, I'm hoping that one day a headliner will come around that I'm like, okay, I ain't got no choice. I got to go, right? And then really experience Coachella. Because it's all the concerts all at once. And I would prefer that. Because who the hell is going to all these concerts that have been announced? Right? Like, let's start there. Let's start with the Maxwell and Jasmine Sullivan and the Janet Jackson and Ludacris and the Usher and the Missy Elliott and Ciara. And like, what do y'all think is happening? What do you think is going on in this world that would make all of you decide, you know what? Let's go on concerts separately from each other and try to take, because I want to know who's going to all these shows. If you're going to all these shows, please, please comment, say something, respond to something, because what do you do? Okay. What do you do and how do I get involved with it? Okay. Because there's no reason. How are you? And I forgot to mention Tamia and Joe. Oh my God. Two of my favorite. What the hell? How can you afford? I'm frustrated. Because who's paying for all this shit, y'all? Everything is expensive. You know what I'm saying? Gas then went up. Everything then went up. Price of chicken went up. Okay? Price of vegetables is gone. Look, what are y'all... And now y'all want to do... And then Ticketmaster, God, you know. Granted, the Department of Justice said we're coming after that ass. And they doing some work on Ticketmaster. So we'll see where Ticketmaster lands and how... You know, people gonna start recouping some of them funds from these fees that they be throwing out there on that over time. But yeah, y'all, Godspeed to everybody who's going to these concerts, truly. I mean, I would love to go. I really hope I hit a lick and there's an opportunity, and then I'm like, ooh, I'm there, y'all. Ooh, and I'm gonna take y'all with me. I'm gonna bring my little clip, my little lapel mic, and we're gonna be all in there vibing together. Okay. Yeah, so that pretty much wraps up the Tipsy Tea section. Okay, I don't have much to do but complain more about the concerts that I cannot go to, right? And those are just the concerts that I've named. There have been other concerts that I really, really want to go to that I just haven't been able to. And I just don't want to talk about it anymore. Anyway, we are going to move on to the Sip Responsibly section. This is where I read some stories about folk who unfortunately don't sip responsibly, and this is where they end up. You know what I'm saying? So this one reads, get my sip on real fast. Hold on. This is very good. I like a good Cabernet. Sometimes it's a little heavy-devy for me. A little heavy. But this one's pretty good. I like it. I like it a lot. Anyway, this one reads, I went out with a couple of friends one night after a long shitty shift at my shitty retail job. Things were great. Was actually a really awesome night. Tequila and beer was flowing. Great conversation and cool people. Well, the time came for us to leave. There were seven of us. So we stumbled out of the bar and through the parking lot towards our cars. This is when we heard it. Some knob fucker in a Volkswagen Golf GTI decided to peel out of his parking and speed out of the premises. He headed straight for us, who conveniently were lined up like dominoes, me being the last domino in the car's path. The douche nozzle didn't even bother slowing down. One by one, my friends barely managed to dodge the car until it was my turn. I see the car coming and decided, fuck it, I'm gonna jump over. It didn't work that way. The car knocked me about a meter to the side and I landed on my knee and chin. My shoes flew off my feet from the impact. The asshole didn't even stop the car, just kept going. I'm sorry, this is not funny. So there I lay, just hit by a car, whispering winded curse words to ease my pain. My friends rush over thinking I'm dying and I'm like, yo, give me a fucking minute, please. I just got hit by a car. After a while, I look up and see a crowd surrounding me. One of my friends comes close to me, slips my shoes back on and says, my guy, the ambulance is gonna get here soon. You know you don't have medical aid. You can go to the public hospital and wait 9 hours to be helped, or you can try walking it off and come back to my place. Smoke a massive joint that I rolled this morning. Bystanders ended up calling 3 ambulances. They asked me if I was okay. I said, I think so, and showed them I could walk. Limp. My knee was super swollen, shin was bleeding, but nothing broken. I limped over to my friend's car. We ended up getting high at his house the rest of the night. I got super lucky and was all healed up by 2 weeks. My manager did not believe my story when I canceled my shift the next day. Y'all, there are so many things. And this is what I mean by sipping responsibly, because why the hell did you think you could jump over that car? What made you think that you were, I don't know, Jason Bourne, James Bond, I don't know, who be jumping over cars? A stuntman, what the heck? You jumped over, you just, everyone dodged. You said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna jump over the car, because that makes sense. That makes it easier. Then you ain't got no shorts. You ain't got no shorts. Listen, I know hard times, okay? I know what hard times looks and feels like, but you ain't got no shorts, baby. And you jumping over cars? Make it make sense. You ain't got no shorts so bad to the point where you said, you know what? I'ma just, after this, after laying here, shoes flew off. Shoes is gone, sir. You ain't got no shoes no more. Your shoes is gone. You landed on your chin and your knee. Meters away from where the car was. Now you got to limp to your friend's car. Go there. Go to his place because you ain't got no insurance. So you can't go to the hospital and really truly get checked out. I hope the man's all right. He said, I was healed up in 2 weeks. Baby, you don't know. You got hit by a car. Okay? This ain't no, oh, I ran and I tripped. No, baby, you got hit by a damn car. This is frightening. I'm nervous for you. But he said, look, I got to go. He said, he went to a friend's place. He smoked a massive joint. And he said he was okay. But this is what I be saying. And this is what I be meaning when I say sit responsible, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you jumping over cars. You ain't got no insurance. You run. I just. Nobody has time for that. First of all, even with insurance, means nothing. Not nowadays, honey. Like, yeah, sure, you got some of it covered, but you're still coming out of pocket a shit ton. All right? So, baby, move. Okay? Not jump. We don't jump cars. Not over this way. Okay? So, I hope that no one has experienced something similar to this. I won't. This brought me back to college for a moment. Wow, that was crazy. Yeah, I hope no one else has this experience. I'm trying to jump over a car and getting hit by it and having to struggle to heal. That's an awful feeling. Wow, that was fun. Anywho, thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of Young, Tipsy, and Black. Please like and subscribe. More things are coming along the way. I'm very excited. We got some stuff coming down the pipeline. We got some people interested and some very excited. So love you all so much for tuning in, and peace.